The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi guys, welcome back. So today's episode is like the last one. It's a little bit different because I'm not here doing it alone. I am actually here with one of my best friends, Milena Wong. She is from Seattle, Washington, and goes to school here with me as well as plays volleyball with me. And this episode is definitely a little bit more personal, but it's also not meant to be just sad or heavy. It's more about reflection and perspective and kind of how certain experiences have shaped us and how it has helped us grow up. So both of us have experienced losing our grandmothers, both in different ways and in different times, but we both went through it and we thought it would be meaningful to talk about that and not just the loss itself, but how it fits into growing up, change, and life moving forward. So today we'll touch on what it means to lose someone who shaped you, how it changes your perspective on life, and how you just continue growing while still carrying them with you. So I kind of wanted to touch on just our stories, and I feel like we should start with kind of what happened and when, if you feel comfortable sharing as much details as you want. It's all up to you. So Milena, would you like to go first?
Yes. Hi guys. I'm so excited to be here, first of all. But this is a super important topic to me, and I know it's also a very important topic to you, Callie. But just talking about my grandma. So my grandma had four kids born and raised like in Seattle, and she lived with me like majority of my life. So like coming from like single mom, my grandma was basically like my other parent, but also living with her meant I was like ultra close to her compared to like, I would say my other seven cousins. And so, yeah, she was just another parental figure in my life. And in 2022, kind of like May, spring area, it's when her cancer came back and she had a really quick decline and she passed like peacefully in front of my family and all of us. Like we were all there in like early August of that year. So really quick turnaround. And it was really hard to, I think, process how quick it was, but also it felt because she got sick so quick and like her cognitive and physical health declined so fast that like we knew what was coming and we almost were able to prepare for it. So it was like almost a super long time, but also a super short time. And it's crazy to think that it's almost been 4 years this August, because I still talk about her and think about her and see her as someone who's like still in my life. Like the memories honestly do live on. Like I was looking at my phone the other day of just like photos and old videos. And it's so interesting to like see someone in like our kitchen and just like her living her life and like what it was like. And then now it's like so different, but it's also that routine has already been created about like her not being here anymore. I think that's like the most interesting part, is because for a long time, as much as I miss her so much, it's like life does go on and it's kind of scary because we just create new routines like around everything that's like happened and what we lose and how we move on.
No, yeah, 100%. And I actually didn't even know half of that stuff you just said. So it was actually very interesting hearing that and kind of how much we kind of share in common with this, because I lost my grandma around like 7-8 months ago in a car accident. So it was very sudden and not as gradual, but I basically grew up with her too, because my parents having me at 19, you know, they were still living their lives. They still had to go to school. So my grandma took me in and kind of took care of me most of my life when I was younger. And basically all my memories from being young was with my grandma, because I was with her every single weekend and she helped out so much, even though she lived 2 hours away from me. So I totally agree with you and share that with you. So with your grandma's decline because of cancer, did having that kind of time with her change how you spent your final days together, or did it just make the waiting feel heavier in a way?
It was super, that's like, I would say yes and no, because so I would say April, May, she has always been like a spunky going, like always on the move. If she's like not shopping at like Macy's, she's like probably outside like raking leaves. Like she was always moving, and like she's been super active her whole life, like four kids, running restaurants, like doing all that stuff. And she, like I would say May, full cognitive person, eating, talking, like walking, being able to communicate, like all those things. But by like late July and August, about like the time when she passed, like she was completely incapable as a person, I would say. Like she wasn't able to talk, wasn't able to eat, wasn't able to stand and walk by herself, because like the cancer had like completely spread and it had gotten so bad. So as much as we obviously spent so much time with her all the time, and like she was still at home, so I was still like always helping and like being there for her. But the grieving almost started like before she passed, because of like the person, her as a person, like wasn't mentally there anymore. So like this is kind of gruesome, but like almost, yeah, kind of waiting, because like she wasn't her anymore. So the grieving process, I would say, was able to start earlier, which as much as it hurt, it kind of helped, because it wasn't as sudden as your scenario. And as much as like they both suck, it's kind of hard to like say, I couldn't even pick of like what is quote unquote like better, easier, or like to grieve with. So yeah, but definitely my final moments with her are things that I think about constantly. But I haven't really dug super, super deep into like how I felt those past like 3 months during that time period in my life. But I would say I'm happy with like the last moments I had with her, whether that be like in May when she was still like cognitively there, or like the last moments when she was physically there with us.
No, yeah, I totally get that. And I was going to ask you if you started grieving before she was even gone, but like you said, you kind of did feel that in a way. And I think that's something that's interesting already is, you know, we both experienced a similar type of loss in the person that we looked up to, but the way it happened does shape how you process it. Yours is more gradual. Mine was pretty sudden, but in both situations, it's still someone who was really important in both of our lives and shaped our lives in significant ways. I feel like it's important to talk about, you know, what our grandmas meant to us, because it kind of explains how it still affects us. And so if you had to pick one specific, I guess, tradition you and your grandma had, or a habit your grandma had, what's the first one that comes to mind?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I was actually thinking about this recently. Okay, so tradition, I have a couple. First one, I don't know if you would call this a tradition, but almost like an addiction of, she loved to go shopping. So she'd always drag me out. We'd go downtown, go shopping, like get lost and everything. She'd always be like, this is so cute on you. And obviously at like 8 years old, that's the ugliest thing I think I've ever seen. But honestly, some of the things I think that she picked out back then, if I saw them now, I'd probably be like, hey, that's kind of slouch. Like that's kind of tea. I like it. But another tradition is, she's from Hong Kong, but also she and like my grandpa ran many restaurants when they came here to America. So she was a really good cook, and she a lot of times cooked dinner most of the time. Like when my mom was working late, like she'd be home cooking dinner or just like cooking for her family. Like her biggest pride and like love, I would say, was her family and bringing people together. So cooking for big families was like a big thing for us. And she'd always make this like special soup that took a lot of time to prepare and only made it like a couple times a year. And she'd make like the stock and the broth, and it'd be on the pot. And I would always wait for her to call me over and tell me, okay, it's time to make like the noodles. And the noodles weren't really noodles, but they're more of like tapioca kind of noodle balls, because she'd call me over and then you would make the dough, mix the flour in the water and like roll them up. And then we drop them into the boiling water to like cook. I remember I would pull up a seat next to her and she'd just be sitting there next to me. And like, we'd be talking about like, oh, when I'm old enough, like you're going to be able to tell me how to make this. But like, you don't even understand Chinese. So like, how do you, you're not going to know what to do. Luckily my mom knows how to make it, so it's fine. But so I just like remember all the times I would be sitting there with her and just doing all that, and it'd just be me and her next to like the stove. And that's like some of the most like prized possession moments I have with me, just me and her, I would say. And some of my favorite times would be like when I would make giant balls of dough and try to slip them in, like massive, like 10 times like the size of one ball should be. And she'd get so mad at me, but she'd still fish it out for me to eat. And they're still cooked, so it's fine. And then also one habit I think that she instilled in me is she was always kind of not by the book, but like wanted to set up yourself for success, and like was always like, wake up, make your bed, brush your teeth, brush your hair. Like those are like the three main things that you have to do. Like I would come down in the summertime, and Lord knows, like when you're a kid in the summertime, like you're not waking up before 10, or like you're just going downstairs the moment you wake up to go get something to eat. And she's like, did you brush your hair? Did you brush your teeth? And did you make your bed? And I'm like, no. But you know, like it's just those little things. Like she was always instilling routine, I think, which is like really crucial at a young age for me. And I think that's something I look at now as in something I'm grateful for, to have someone who is always trying to create stability and routine in my life at such a young age.
Yeah, totally. I did not know all of that stuff. And I kind of just, the more you talk about it, the more like common things we had. I mean, my grandma, she loved shopping too. Like when we were together, like that's what we were doing. We were shopping. And even if it was like for nothing, like we just would go out and shop, and she loved to dress me up. My parents love to say that I was like basically her little baby doll. Cause when I was younger, she literally put me in these dresses. I would always have a bow in my hair. Like I was generally just her little dress up doll. And on top of that, she did love to cook. I mean, family for her was like ride or die. So cooking and being with family was like her favorite things ever. And we'd always make these crazy desserts. I mean, there was this like Oreo dip we made. And it's like generally just Oreos and Cool Whip and milk. And it sounds crazy, but it's so good. But yeah, she was really big on those two things. And I think just looking back at it now, it's like those moments were just so much bigger than they actually seemed in the moment. And I think also just touching on like the whole family aspect, like it's crazy how she was generally like the glue for my entire family. We kind of all bonded, and my family was on good terms because of her. Like she generally just brought everyone together, and you could probably say the same for your grandma. But yeah, now I kind of just wanted to touch on how we still carry them. So I feel like one thing I've noticed is that it doesn't really feel like they're just gone from our life completely, or it becomes something that you still feel them and you still carry them with you in different ways. So it just shows up in random moments for me. I saw this thing about how like grief is like glitter. And so like when it first happens, like it's everywhere, the glitter, like you can't get it off you. But then there's just like random moments where time will pass and you'll see some glitter somewhere and it just like reminds you of them. So is there anything you specifically will go through or see or remember, and it's kind of just a snapback into a memory?
Wow, that's a really good analogy. I've never thought about it like that, but that's honestly perfect. Okay, I'm thinking of I have a lot of things in my head right now. I would say memories are just things. The thing about memories, which like almost kind of sucks, is like I was learning, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I was learning in my psychology class, and we were talking about, it's an emotional and motivational psych class. And he was saying how people carry their saddest or like most angriest memories, I guess, the most, because they are more impactful to us and like they're more moments where we're like, okay, we don't want that to happen again. So that's why they stick with us for, like, more. So I think the older we get, it's kind of, it gets, sometimes I, a lot of my memories of her fade, because a lot of them are really happy, but like those happy memories don't stick as well as impactful memories, like being mad or sad or things like that. So when I think of her, or like little things that she used to do that I think I do now, and I don't know if it's just because like we're getting older and like we're more of advocates for ourselves and like being more grown-ups, but she was definitely like, she liked to go shopping, but that didn't mean that she liked to spend all her money. Like, she's still a Chinese woman and was very frugal and loved to advocate for herself. If it was trying to literally save a penny, if she could save a penny, like, she would fight to the death to save a penny. And I think I carry those little things of her with me, of, you know, speaking up to like when things are not right, or you want something, or like if the waiter brought the wrong dish, like, I'm going to say something. I probably would have been scared to say something 2 years ago, but I'll probably say something now. Our shoes, like in my house, like we have a little shoe rack, like on the side when you walk in, it's like the way they are set up now is like still the same way that she would do it when she would be cleaning at my house or when she was still here. And we still line it up the same way she did it, just like maybe it's habitually. So it's like super interesting. But I think thinking of things that take me back to moments with her, and just think of like when I would sit there with her and just talk, or I would do these as a kid, I was like, oh, this is so boring. But like, I now get mad at myself sometimes because like, I will never be able to do those little stupid things with her again, which I thought, they're not stupid now, but I used to think that they were annoying. And I just sit and like, I'll like go in my brain and like replay a bunch of memories that like happened in this exact room and what was going on, or like in her bedroom at night. Like, if I couldn't sleep, I'd go into her bedroom and I'd lie down with her as she's watching like Chinese TV. I can't even understand, but I'll just look at it. And we just sit there together. And sometimes like some of my favorite memories were just sitting in silence with her. And sometimes I just go into certain rooms in my house and sit there and think of that all over again, which is, it gives you the weirdest feeling. It gives you the feeling of sadness, but also so much happiness and gratitude that you even had to like got to experience these memories.
No, yeah, that was really nice to hear. I appreciate you explaining all of this in detail too, because it's just so important to look back on those memories and just talk about them in general. I agree. I think it's still so fresh to me, so I'm still learning, and things will like randomly come back to me. But, and it's so weird because, I mean, you're not sad all the time. Like, even just how fresh it was for me this past year, I've learned that like, generally does come in waves and it does pop up in random moments. So I think that is like the weirdest thing to kind of sit with, is because you'll be fine one moment and 30 minutes later you're sobbing about it because you saw a video or a random little thing just popped in your head about it, and it kind of reminds you and takes you back to reality. But yeah, one random thing that happened literally a couple of weeks ago is I just randomly remembered that anytime she would come to Charleston and visit us, she'd bring the Panera cinnamon crunch bread. So random. And you would never like just randomly go to Panera and bring it, but she loved bringing us cinnamon crunch bread from Panera, but it was so good and we ate the entire thing. So yeah, it was either that or like Krispy Kreme donuts. One thing I don't really like to say all the time is everything happens for a reason, because sometimes that's not helpful. And I do think experiences like this shift how you move through life, and not in a negative way, but in a positive way as well. It makes everything around you kind of seem more clear, and it makes you a little more intentional. I mean, you're more aware of people, you're more appreciative of time, and more present in certain moments. Especially for me, I've just learned that life is so fragile. You're not promised every day. So I think that's been the real eye-opening thing. I like to end these podcasts kind of with a little advice section, or just like a recap of what we've learned. So if someone else is going through something similar or has gone through loss of their grandma, what would you say to them?
I think, well, grief is so individual and it's so different for each person and each like situation. Thinking back on like how it went for me, I know I took it very individually, and like, as much as I was suffering inside, I think the presence of like all my family together, and I know that's not, might not be the case or like the possibility for everyone, dealing with grief of being able to be surrounded by your family. But I think this might sound a little weird or like a little gruesome, but sometimes talking out loud to yourself, writing it down, or talking to the person. I remember I visited my grandma a lot, and then also I would just like, I would say I would talk to her and just replay the best memories in my head. I think that's the way I tried to deal with the grief, but it truly does come in waves, and the weirdest things really will bring up like the flood, honestly release the floodgates on it all. And I think it's healthy sometimes for that to happen, because like, I agree, like it reminds you of how fragile life is and how human you are, and how we can get stuck on like the littlest things and be so upset about it. But then at the end of the day, it's like, we're not going to take that with us when we leave. And time does pass. Not saying it gets easier, but sadly do have to move on with life, and life shapes a new form around what you had lost and kind of like rebuilds itself again. And again, like routine, like your routine does kind of like change, things change. But the thing about memories, it's like, it's awesome that we can still carry that with us. And thank goodness sometimes I was on my phone a little too much as a kid, because I do have a lot of great photos and videos and memories with her. But yeah, I think grief is something that is different for everyone, but you kind of just have to find your own way through it and what works best for you.
For sure. I agree with everything you said, especially just grief is just such a weird thing. And this is my first time kind of dealing with it, so I've just learned so much about it. And I agree. I mean, there is no timeline for grief, and you're not supposed to, you know, go through each stage for a certain amount of time, or you kind of just move on with how much time passes, if that makes sense. I mean, because there is no correct way or speed to process a loss, especially someone like a grandma or someone you just looked up to and spent so much time with growing up. So I think that is a huge thing that I've learned as well. And like I said, it just doesn't feel emotional every day, and that's okay. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. You're not feeling anything. Grief isn't a constant thing. Sometimes it does just show up randomly. I'd say another thing is that talking about them really does help them stay present in your life, especially though they're not physically here. It's kind of just lets you process things more, and just talking about it, I would say for me, talking about it or even thinking about it, like I've just remembered more things as time has passed. And I think that's really important, especially just because you don't want to forget anything, obviously, and but that does naturally happen. And just the more you bring it up and the more you think about it or just do things that remind you of them, it helps. It helps to bring back those memories, and it helps you remember everything. I just think the biggest thing I'm taking away from this conversation is that growing up isn't about becoming independent or figuring out who you are. Sometimes it's also about learning how to carry people with you, even if they're not physically here with you anymore, and still continuing to grow and change and move forward while holding on to what they meant to you. And not in a way that slows you down, but in a way that shapes you, who you become. Thank you so much, Melina, for coming on and talking about this. I know it wasn't easy, but it really does mean a lot. And I think I've learned a lot, obviously, through your experience as well. And just hearing about your grandma, she sounded amazing. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you guys for coming and listening to In Between Semesters.